Welcome to Retire Rich Today with Mark Goodell.
Retiring rich means you have no debt and sufficient assets that will generate income to last a lifetime.
With over 30 years experience as a financial advisor in Utah,
we help you manage your money and your wealth so that you can retire with added comfort.
Using established financial strategies, Mark can help you create a stable income for the rest of your life.
We can run the numbers for you, come up with a game plan, and show you exactly how much you're going to need to retire based upon the type of lifestyle that you want to live during your retirement years.
Now, let's start the path to making your retirement dreams come true.
Hopefully you've been enjoying your weekend so far. Mark and Clint Goodell are here. I'm Heather Branch, and our number is 801-839-4939. We cover a lot of things on this show, so if you find yourself with a specific question, Mark and Clint are here to personally answer those questions and, in fact, your phone call. Again, the number is 801-839-4939. You can also find us online at retirerichtoday.com. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi,
hello.
How are you?
I'm great. Fall is my favorite season. Football and fires and all the pumpkin flavored treats. I love it. And what we also love is being here with you every Saturday afternoon, working to help you look forward to the years ahead and being able to do so because you've got the right plans in place to reach your goals. But everyone's goals are different. So the idea of retiring rich, of course, means something different person to person. So Mark, before we get to the show, I wanted you to take a minute and explain why we call the show Retire Rich Today and what that means to you when you say retire rich.
Yeah, we don't want anyone to retire poor, living on just Social Security, just to get by. We want them to retire with more than enough money. My definition of what it means to retire rich is to have no debt and sufficient assets that will generate income to last their lifetime. We want everyone to retire and be able to accomplish all their goals and dreams that they've set, that they've been working for the last 30 or 40 years. And retiring rich is more than just about money. It's about being rich in spirit, rich in health, rich in good friends and family. It's about a lifestyle. It's about really enjoying the retirement years.
All right. And we're going to get to work on helping you find that path for yourself on this show today, talking about things like Roth conversions, RMDs, and what you may not know, but you should know about the relationship between the two. Why a good financial strategy is a lot like making adjustments during a football game, and why that dream of spending your retirement in an RV might not be such a good idea. But first, now we're in the thick of football season, but it was a shock to football fans everywhere when this season kicked off with the news of Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck suddenly announcing his retirement and walking away from a job that would have paid him hundreds of millions of dollars.
It certainly isn't how I envisioned this or planned this, but I am going to retire. This is not an easy decision. Honestly, it's the hardest decision of my life, but it is the right decision for me.
And it's certainly something that people outside of the NFL have faced. So have you had experience working with a client who suddenly called it quits or was forced into retirement sooner than they expected? And how do you help somebody through that?
Yeah, it can be an emotional roller coaster when someone is suddenly laid off or has an illness or an injury and they are forced into retirement.
Can a laying off situation force somebody into retirement?
Sometimes it can if they can't find another job.
Okay.
So that's a concern for some people.
Okay.
Others, of course, is their choice to retire early. And by early, we mean earlier than usually 65 for most individuals. That we had one client at one point in time, the first goal that she had when she came into our office, she said, I want to retire early. And so we helped her set up a plan, went through all the process of helping her to invest and save for her retirement date. By the time she was 49, she had had enough of work, and she called it quits. She said, I'm going out early. I don't want to work till I'm 65. And
good
maybe
for
not,
her.
Yeah, maybe not enjoy life. So she retired at the ripe old age of 49. She got out of debt. She protected her money. We helped her invest and scale back the risk as she got closer to that retirement date. So she was completely debt-free. Unfortunately, she died 17 years later at the ripe old age of only 66.
Okay.
If she waited to take Social Security until she was age 70, she would have got zero Social Security.
Right.
She began taking her Social Security at age 62, so at least she got some money out of that Social Security program. But we helped her in a number of different ways, and she left a very large estate by the time she passed away. She didn't have any children or heirs, so she passed on her money to Primary Children's Hospital and also the Huntsman Cancer Institute to help those that were suffering from cancer, and that's what she passed away from.
Wow, that's a little bit of a roller coaster of a story. She was able to retire early, passed early, but it seemed like all of her assets, which you were able to help her organize, went on to help out some great causes.
Yeah, she was able to bless the lives of many people even after she passed on.
Okay. So what about then the people that you said she wanted to retire early? So what about somebody that comes in and says, okay, I have to deal with this thing or that thing, whether it comes to a health issue or, like you said, the laying off? What is the process in that case scenario?
Yeah, a lot of times it is a health issue. So what we do is set up, because a lot of these times the people are still relying on their employer's medical plan for them.
Right.
So we set up an accounts for that, so that way they can avoid the taxes and paying those, so that you get a little tax break on that front. And then we set up accounts so that way their assets and finances are protected and more conservative, so that way they aren't taking those big market risks and market hits.
Right. And hit risk and hits seems to be the name of the
volatile
game.
Volatile lately, hasn't it?
I know. It's
up
especially
200, down
lately,
300.
It's a roller coaster, and so many of us are just watching the TV neurotically thinking, am I doing this right? Am I doing it wrong? There are so many of us that worry about our game plan financially. Whether or not you find yourself retiring unexpectedly or exactly at the time that you had planned to do it, there's a good chance, turns out, unfortunately, that some of us, all of us, most of us are making a few common mistakes. MarketWatch created a list of some of the most common planning mistakes that people make in the last few years before they retire. So I wanted to go over some of the bullet points on this list that they had posted and get your feedback on a couple of these that you see people making more often than others. Clint, you were saying the first one here, people approach retirement without a coherent, organized plan, is a big thing that you see that you worry about.
Oh, absolutely. People just work, and the only thought they have about retirement is, well, that's what my 401k is for, and that'll be there, and then Social Security kick on, and that's that.
Mm-hmm.
But Mark talked last week about a Sherpa, and he really enjoys that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because some people really don't have any plan at all.
Mm-hmm.
They just know that they want to retire at 65 or 67 or whatever the age that might be.
Mm-hmm.
But they've never really sat down and tried to calculate what that means in their personal situation. And it's a lot like climbing up a large mountain, saving for retirement. It's a monumental task.
Right.
Just like climbing Mount Everest. When someone climbs Mount Everest, they usually use a Sherpa, and a Sherpa helps someone climb Mount Everest. They are an experienced guide. They've been up and down that mountain many, many times, so they know where all the perils and pitfalls might be. They know which tool to use, when to use the ladders, the ropes, and so forth. And accumulating money for retirement is much like climbing a large financial mountain. And that's what we help people do. We help them scale that mountain, and we also help them come back down safely with sufficient income that'll last their entire lifetime.
And you come prepared with all the tools to do that, because
we
as
do.
A good Sherpa would do,
yeah.
they come with backpacks and picks and ropes and, you know, belaying tools and all the things.
And you have to have someone that's a knowledgeable guide to get you up and down those mountains.
Right.
And we've been doing
this terrain.
We've been doing this for a number of years, decades. So we've seen the good and the bad. We know the terrain. We know how to make sure that people are safely navigating these treacherous crevasses or what did you call them? Chasms?
Chasms, crevices.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And make sure that they come down safely from that mountain and have income that's going to last their lifetime. So we are, in essence, a financial Sherpa to help them through that process.
I like that analogy. We were talking before about people and the age that they retire expectedly or unexpectedly. Getting back to this list here, some people retire at 65 or some other predetermined age, even though they could happily continue working and thus potentially double their retirement income. This is something else that you said that you're seeing more and more often now, because I've been saying for years, 50 is the new 30. 65 is not what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So you're seeing this more and more?
Yeah, people work and they enjoy working, and that's great. People should enjoy their work.
Yeah.
We had a woman recently that she likes working and really hard at her job, and that's what keeps her young and healthy, she says. And it's true.
Yeah. Well,
she's 70. She's still working in a
shipping
area.
Yeah,
she loves it.
Hefting boxes and working hard.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
You might as well love the thing that keeps you away from your family. You spend most of your time working, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't love what you do, you should find something that you like doing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now what she's doing is now she's aware that she's going to be retiring more now, though. So now she's focusing more on accumulating that nest egg and making sure that it is protected.
Which is something that you can help. If folks don't want to retire at 65, there are other rules, other things to consider. RMDs, all these different little rules.
When to apply for Medicare and Medicaid.
That's
very important.
The bigger, do we call it Big Brother, has set for us these rules we have to oblige by. So you can help us figure out those rules that we're going to need to look at and consider, even if we don't want to retire, right?
Yeah, and absolutely. And people make mistakes along the way. And if you've made mistakes No worries. We're happy to help you and get back right on that right course.
And another one that you mentioned, many people are afraid to take even small amounts of investment risks that have a high probability of boosting their returns, which probably happens a lot when people are getting into retirement years. We're told, right? Get out of the market, keep everything safe. And you're saying that maybe we should readjust our line of thinking there.
Yeah, absolutely. It really hurts when you're going, when you're accumulating all your wealth during your 20s and 30s and 40s. And you see those markets take those big pullbacks and dips. And you remember that as you get into retirement years. So you do pull out. And as you should start protecting your money and making sure that it's going to be there when you need it. But an important part about that is diversifying your portfolio. So that way you can still get in some of those riskier ventures and get those higher percentage returns. But then we also want you to get the safety and the lower returns, but your principal is protected and that'll never go away.
Yes, it helps to have some diversification, have some assets in different classes so that your money's not just all in one particular asset class. So if the stock market takes a huge hit, your portfolio takes a huge hit. It's important to have some in stocks, maybe some in bonds, some in index annuities.
There really is a lot to keep in mind when planning for your own future, but what you don't have to worry about is trying to figure it out on your own. Mark and Clint Cadell are right here in Salt Lake City, and they're ready not only to answer your questions, but also to help ease your concerns. In fact, Mark has written a book about it titled The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement. In it, he tells you about the things that you should do now so that you can enjoy your retirement years ahead. And today, we want to get a free copy over to you. 801-839-4939. The first 10 callers, you're going to get Mark's book for free. Plus, you can find out about setting up a time where Mark and Clint will personally sit down with you to talk about questions or worries you might have when it comes to your own retirement. And then they'll develop a customized financial plan specific to your goals. It's not a cookie cutter approach. One size does not fit all when it comes to money. This is a detailed financial plan to help you get out of debt, grow your wealth, reduce taxes, and allow you to retire with an income to last your lifetime so that you don't run out of money. Call to get your copy of Mark's book and set up your time with Mark and Clint, all complimentary to you today. 801-839-4939. 801-839-4939. Coming up, Roth conversions and RMDs, things you didn't know that you needed to know about the two. Mark and Clint are going to fill us in on those details when we come back with more of Retire Rich Today on KSL News Radio.
You've spent decades working hard for your money. And now that you're finally approaching retirement age, it's time to put that money to work for you. See, building a nice nest egg was just the first part of the process. Now you have to figure out how to use that money to actually fund your retirement. And since your retirement could easily last 30 years or longer, that's no easy feat. That's where the team at Cadell Investments can help. Mark Cadell can show you some strategies for using your assets to generate income during your retirement. We're talking about a steady stream of income that lasts as long as you do. We're talking lifetime income. So don't put it off any longer. Call 801-839-4939 today for a complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939. Or visit Mark and his team online at retirerichtoday.com.
What does it really mean to retire rich? It means being able to enjoy each day without having to worry about outliving your money. Listen to Retire Rich Today with host Mark Cadell, Saturday evenings at 6 here on KSL News Radio. Welcome back to Retire Rich Today with Mark Cadell, Mark's son, Clint. I'm Heather Branch, and our number is 801-839-4939. That's 801-839-4939. I mean, it's Saturday. There's nothing wrong with a little BGs.
Yeah,
gotta
have fun.
Ready to dance.
Listen, I saw that you actually were dancing there a minute ago. I'm just hoping that we got that on camera because we need to put that on the Facebook immediately.
That reminds me of my high school years.
You know, the thing about this song, though, that was baffling to me, I was reading that the Gibb brothers actually once told Rolling Stone magazine about that song quote, "We would like to dress it up in a white suit and set it on fire," which I'm sitting over here going, hello, didn't you make a lot of money off of that song? It was said during the fade of disco and you know, when there was a big backlash on disco, mm-hmm. and they believed the song had actually damaged their careers and image. But the thing is, we've all stood in those platform shoes doing something trendy.
I've fallen off of them.
Well, that too. Well, that's kind of the point. Doing something trendy or it seemed like a good idea at the time kind of decision. Even when it comes to our money, unfortunately, the trends happen, particularly in the way of stocks and market game. We're all guilty of buying a popular stock or jumping on some sort of financial bandwagon. So certainly, you've seen clients who wanted to set fire to some sort of investment that had damaged their nest egg, right?
Yes.
So tell us about that. And how do you navigate? How do you get them to the other side of the water in that kind of situation?
Chasing after that Bitcoin bubble.
Ooh,
the Bitcoin bubble.
One.
That was a bad one.
Yeah.
Tulips, Bitcoin. It's all the same, isn't it?
No, they're different.
We've seen that happen before where people chase after a bubble.
Yeah.
Or they'll buy into a company's stock. And they're trapped into that particular stock because their employer, years ago, it used to be that employer wouldn't let them sell or move some of their assets out of different company stock. And so I saw a number of people get hurt in that situation where a company just tanked, dropped over 90-something percent. I won't mention the company name because they'll feel bad if I talk about them on the radio.
Some people lost
98% of their portfolio within 2 years, which is absolutely horrible.
Okay.
So it's hard to recover from huge mistakes like that. And of course, they wanted to set fire to that particular stock or get out of it altogether, which a lot of people did. So it's important to make sure that you're not overexposed in risks and that you don't end up with your staying alive portfolio not staying alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was kind of interesting, his comment, he wanted to dress it up in a white suit. Isn't that what John Travolta wore during that?
During the
white
movie.
Suit?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what made that whole trend popular.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it made him money, but it made him miserable at the same time. Yeah.
So when a person is in a situation, though, where they feel as though they've made a mistake, they can come to you and you can help them at least navigate it a little bit, right? I mean, nothing is completely fixable, but you can offer solutions to some situations.
Yeah. Lots of times clients will come to us and they'll actually ask us because your investment portfolio is yours.
Right.
It should represent who you are and what you want in life. And that's what we enjoy, too. So when people chase after that dragon or whatever stock that they want, we do analyze it and we try, the phrase is buy low, sell high. So we always want to make sure that our clients are buying at a good price. And when they do feel like they can lock in their gains, they make sure they do lock in their gains. So when people do get trapped in something bad and they come to our doors, sometimes you do have to bite the bullet and accept that you are going to have to sell that at a loss. There are some silver lining to that, Sky, where if you do take a loss, you can use that as a tax write-off.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, absolutely.
Tell me more about that.
So if you buy into a stock and you're locked in at that loss, mm-hmm. you can write that off as a loss for that year, and that'll be deducted from your taxes.
These are the kinds of little tools and tricks that we're constantly talking about on our show, Retire Rich Today with the Cadells. These little things it's your job to know that. That's why you do what you do. And for the rest of us that are not in the financial world, have no idea what we're doing, all those little tips that you know about because you're educated on all the different rules that we all have to follow that I think a lot of people don't know. And that's the great thing about having you guys here to help us out, figuring out how to get through all of the rules that there seems to be.
And it's important to note, when someone has a large loss, they can only write off so much of that loss each year.
Okay.
They can write it off against their gains. So sometimes it might be appropriate to take some gains in the years you have large losses to offset those from one another. Otherwise, you have to carry it forward, those losses each year for a few years.
Okay. Another question that I know folks have in the way of IRAs and Roths, and what do I do with one or the other and transitioning? Lots of baby boomers are actually trying to decide if it makes sense to convert their traditional retirement account to a Roth. And the IRA expert, Ed Slott, tells Morningstar there's a major benefit that people sometimes overlook.
The biggest sleeper benefit that most people don't even focus on is with Roth IRAs, there are no required minimum distributions like you have for IRAs. Now, lots of people with IRAs don't like being forced to take distributions at 70 and a half. They're forced to take money they don't need, add it to their income, raise their tax bill. With Roths, there are no lifetime required minimum distributions. So that money can just grow.
That's something I did not know, the difference between a Roth and a 401k. There's no required minimum distribution.
That's correct.
Okay, so what do you tell clients about Roth conversions then?
For a lot of people, it's a great thing to do.
Okay.
Especially if they're a little bit younger.
Mm-hmm.
If you only have 1 year until you retire, then you're not going to have a huge benefit from converting to a Roth because it's all taxable in the year you convert it. But if they can spread it over a few years, that Roth conversion, it makes a lot of sense for a great number of our clients. And also the RMD situation that he talked about, there's another slant to that. If someone's forced into taking their RMDs each year, Clint, why don't you tell them about that, as about a donation in kind?
Right. I love this. We had talked about this before. Remind me about this again.
Yeah. So a donation in kind is from when you take from your IRA or 401k and you actually make that out as a donation and to your different charity or your church of choice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's a win-win for you. You get to donate and help the lives of those around you. And you actually get a little bit of a tax break from your donation.
It really all comes down to arming yourself with the right information. And if you're wondering how to get started, a great way is simply by reading Mark's book, The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement. He wrote it to help guide you through what can be a complicated process, but the Cadells are here to help uncomplicate the process. And right now is your chance to get Mark's book for free. 801-839-4939. You can call for your free copy of the book and speak with Mark directly because he's the one answering the phone when you call, so that you can talk to him about planning some time when he and Clint can sit down with you personally and get to work developing a custom financial plan specific to your goals. This is a detailed financial plan to help you get out of debt, grow your wealth, reduce taxes, and allow you to retire with an income that lasts your lifetime so that you don't run out of money in retirement. 801-839-4939 for your complimentary copy of Mark's book and to set up your time to meet with Mark and Clint. 801-839-4939. Coming up, how is planning for your retirement a lot like planning a football game? We'll find out in just a minute with more of Retire Rich Today when we come back on KSL News Radio.
Do you ever have second thoughts about how you've invested your retirement savings? We all do, and that's okay because it's good to get a second opinion. And that's why the team at Cadell Investments provides a portfolio review service. Mark Cadell can help you determine whether your portfolio is diversified enough, whether it's too aggressive, or maybe even too conservative. In short, he'll take the time to show you where your investments are working and where they're not. And then if you like, he'll help you fine-tune your portfolio to make it even stronger. You're trying to build the best retirement you possibly can for yourself and your family, and Mark and his team can help you do that. Wouldn't you feel better knowing whether your retirement is on the right track? Call 801-839-4939 today to schedule your complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939 or visit them online at retirerichtoday.com.
You've spent decades working hard for your money. And now that you're finally approaching retirement age, it's time to put that money to work for you. See, building a nice nest egg was just the first part of the process. Now you have to figure out how to use that money to actually fund your retirement. And since your retirement could easily last 30 years or longer, that's no easy feat. That's where the team at Cadell Investments can help. Mark Cadell can show you some strategies for using your assets to generate income during your retirement. We're talking about a steady stream of income that lasts as long as you do. We're talking lifetime income. So don't put it off any longer. Call 801-839-4939 today for a complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939. Or visit Mark and his team online at retirerichtoday.com.
Now that you're finally starting to think more seriously about retirement, it's also time to think more seriously about getting your financial house in order. Many people believe the key to a happy retirement is to get out of debt before you retire, and then to live within your means after you retire. The folks at Cadell Investments can help you do both. Whether you're trying to pay off your mortgage or maybe dealing with some other debt, their certified financial planners can help you set up a game plan for retiring debt-free. Then they'll help design a plan to generate lifetime income for the duration of your retirement. Mark has been helping people work toward their financial goals for over 30 years, and he can help you do the same. Call 801-839-4939 today for a complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939, or visit Mark and his team online at retirerichtoday.com.
How much monthly income will you need to enjoy a comfortable retirement? If you're not sure, maybe it's time to find out. Join host Mark Caddell for Retire Rich Today, Saturday evenings at 6, right here on KSL News Radio.